All right, Jay's back in action tonight. Alek Manoah back on the mound. You got the Yankees playing Texas. You got the Sox at home against the Mets. And we're joined now for the first time by a guy, the Grappler, is his biggest fan. The Grappler's been telling me about John Boy for a while now. You can find his podcast, Talking Baseball Podcast. You can find him on Twitter, Instagram, the whole nine, from John Boy Media. Not just a clever name. Here's John Boy. What's happening, buddy? How are you?
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. We're doing pretty well. I mean, last night notwithstanding, we got away from the Jays, but the Jays have been chugging. They've been chugging, and it's a three-horse race. It's close. Sox, Yankees, Jays. I know you follow the Yankees closely. You're down there in the Bronx, but from afar looking at this Blue Jay team, how confident are you that the Jays can find a way to punch a ticket over their final 12 games here?
Well, if I had to put money down, I'd put it on, out of the three teams, I'd put it on the Jays as host in the wild card. I think they got a nice schedule. I mean, they got the Rays for a little bit. I think they'll take care of my Yankees when we come up north, but I just wish it was at full capacity. I understand why it's not, because I think that place is going to be rocking. They, man, they had the offense, and they made some changes at the deadline. They DFA'd Brad Hand when they had to. I think that all those moves just reinforce the culture of the whole team, saying like, we're going for it, let's go, and then
right.
Players responded.
John Boy, there was a situation where Gerrit Cole was on the mound the other day, and you could see him talking, and he looked back, he saw the scoreboard, he saw the Jays were up, the Red Sox were up, and then he swore into his glove, but then he addressed the situation after the game, and he was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. When somebody asked him about that particular situation, why can't he just say, you know what, I saw the scores and I reacted to it? But he literally said, I honestly don't know what you're talking about. I don't know if you know the transaction I'm talking about, but
I don't know why any player they deny so many things. And the Yankees in their post game, I mean, the Boone doesn't say anything definitive in his post-game press conference. It's very odd. It's like they just try to be vague. And so I don't know. I mean, it seems pretty fair. I think people would be like, yeah, that's a great reaction. We're losing, yeah. They're winning, and you don't like it. I think no one would fault them for it. So
no.
Sometimes these players deny human emotions, and it's like, well, why? That was a good one.
Well, exactly, and it was right. It was humane, to your point. I mean, that's exactly what it was. Like Cole's fight for his team. He's injured. He's banged up. Maybe he was sour because he got booed off the field, which, you know, is I guess comes with the territory down there in New York. But you know, we've been going back and forth with Robbie Ray and Gerrit Cole. Who's going to win the Cy Young? And Cole offered it up to Robbie Ray on Sunday. Yesterday, he went out and he got hit, and he was a little bit wild. He couldn't even get through five innings. I still think Robbie Ray is the pace car for the Cy Young as of today. Where do you stand on that debate?
Yeah, I think the next couple starts will still linger. Cole hurt his chances for sure. I have kind of this probably annoying opinion coming from Toronto fans listening, but I think the Cy Young voters, and maybe it's definitely starting to change, they like their storylines more than they like their stat lines. And you know, they've given Cy Youngs to the wrong guy a couple times recently, in my opinion. And one time was when Verlander got it in 19. I think Cole should have got it. And there might be some voters now that have that on their mind more so than anything. And some voters just go for the name brand. So if it was tied, if all the stats were similar enough, I think Cole would get it for that reason, which I'm not saying is fair. I just think that's how high humans vote sometimes. But do you guys play Baltimore again? Because that would help.
Oh,
Cole.
Yeah. Yeah, they did last series of the season. Actually, it's a homestand, 6-game homestand. Yankees for three, and then Baltimore for three. So
all right. Well, you know, Gerrit Cole should be rooting for Robbie Ray to face the Orioles, and he needs a couple more good starts, and maybe we'll get back to even.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's a coin flip. I think at this point, I would lean Ray, but I understand what you're saying in terms of the narrative because Cole's never got a Cy Young before, which almost seems impossible.
Yeah,
no one's surprised Ray
like
has
they
a
do
long
that
one.
Yeah, they do it at the Oscars, too. Sometimes it's like, well, this actor, it's not for this movie. They just deserve one.
Right.
And that's sometimes that happens in voting.
Yep, exactly. Jay's back in action tonight. Tampa is the team that we don't talk about enough because all they do is consistently win ball games, and they're going to get to 100 wins. They're going to run away with the division here. The focus has been on Toronto, New York, and Boston for obvious reasons, and more with the Blue Jays here in Toronto for us, more with the Yankees, I'm sure, with you in New York, people in Boston focusing on the Sox. But the Rays, like, they are so definitively the best run team organization, 1 through 25. It's crazy, and we witnessed it last night. Like, they two-hit the Jays up until the ninth, and they don't make mistakes. They pounce on your mistakes. Whoever gets in here, whether it's Sox, Jays, Yankees, if they face Tampa in a five-game series, how would you handicap one of their chances to actually beat Tampa?
I got to look at what Tampa's going to do pitching-wise. I haven't checked in a while, but for a while, they just don't have starting pitching. They just have, you know, they have a couple starters, but mostly it's all bullpen. And that works in the regular season really well. But we saw last year they gassed out their top three relievers because they have to go to them so often, and it lost them the World Series. I think they're primed to go to the CS, might even get into the World Series. But I wouldn't be surprised if their strategy fails them again. We've seen in baseball in recent years, the teams that win are the teams that take their 4 and 5 starter or even their 3 and use them out of the bullpen, whether it be Patrick Corbin pitching out of the bullpen on his throw days, Chris Sale coming out of the bullpen, David Price coming out of the bullpen. Like, that's been the formula. The teams that try to bullpen the postseason, they usually gas those guys out, and then they struggle. So I still don't love the setup for the Rays, but I've also learned to never doubt them because they just do things differently and win games. I did a whole episode recently on every team when they're down in the 6th, down in the 7th, down in the 8th, down in the 9th, and the team that has won each of those scenarios the most percentage-wise is the Rays. Out of all 30 teams, if they're down in the 7th, they've won like 15% of that games, and that led baseball in every inning. So you just can't count them out. They do things so different.
No, they do. They absolutely do. And the Jays will have a handful again tonight. Alek Manoah back on the mound tonight. And we'll see what happens here. 12 games left, a couple of weeks to go. Jays, Yankees, Sox fighting for 2 spots. Good luck to your Yankees. We'll see how it all plays out. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And I'm interested in Manoah tonight. It's his fourth time facing him. And he switched it up and went slider heavy last time, so and had a lot of success. So I'm wondering if he does the same tonight. I'm interested in it.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier today, and the zip that he's got on the slider, how much is falling off the table. Tampa probably prepared for it, but the chess game will be ongoing. We'll see how it plays out. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, he should switch it up, go fastball. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There he is, John Boy from Talking Baseball Podcast and John Boy Media.
Love it.
Yes.
Got attacked almost by a dog halfway through.
Attacked by a dog at some point. The best run
like
team organization, 1 through 25. It's crazy.
I think he was doing indoor darts, and he wanted to fire it out a sliding door. Open the sliding door, Malls.
The best run team organization, 1 through 25. It's crazy.
Flick it out and close the door.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking John Boy was up to. I don't know. The dog might have wanted to get out, but I think it was a sliding door dart throw. It was like, I got
it. It could have been.
And the dog was outside and wanted to get in type of thing.
Yeah, I heard cars, dogs. You didn't hear that the whole interview.
No, that something changed. Yeah, something. That was a circle change from the grappler. And something happened there, and a dog came out of nowhere. Team organization, 1 through 25, it's crazy. With some, a little bit of tenacity on that. It sounded like a small dog that was angry.
Yeah, angry that he's been locked outside while he's in doing an interview. You're right.
Exactly.
That was a dart or something that he went to launch out quietly, and the dog went nuts.
Yeah.
Like,
he chased
and then he had
the
to slam the had to sl- he had to slam the door on the dog.
That dog's
quickly.
Still out there.
Yeah,
that dog's not getting in anytime soon.